And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. If you're a regular listener to WPR Music, you're familiar with the Saturday afternoon broadcast of the Metropolitan Opera. But that's not the only place to hear opera on the radio, nor do you have to visit New York to hear it live. Our own Lyric Opera of the North, or Loon, is presenting an opera called The Radio Hour later this month at the Depot in Duluth. It's a one-act portrayal revealing the inner thoughts of Nora, a woman who gets her inspiration from doing what you're doing right now, listening to the radio. Here to talk about it is the actor playing that character, Superior's own Krista Schultz, and the conductor, University of Wisconsin music professor Michael Fuchs. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Krista and Michael.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you so much.
So, Michael, did the idea to do this come from someone listening to the radio?
Well, the idea to do this show really came from the Loon executive director, Sarah Lawrence, mm-hmm. Who has her finger on the opera world so well and knows so much of what's out there and the different shows. And when she found this, the piece is only about 10 years old. It really fit perfectly with kind of what Loon is as a company and the direction that they want to go. Loon has, over the past several years, really consciously invested in building the chorus to showcase all the awesome singing actors we have in the community. And so over the past couple of years, the productions have relied heavily on the chorus. And so when this production came to her attention, it's just chorus. There is no solo singing in it. I mean, there are some solo parts that the different choristers have, but the chorus is all the music. And it just seemed to be a perfect fit to do this really unique and new and cutting edge music with the strategic goals of the company right now.
Well, Krista, what's the biggest challenge of playing the character? And I bet it has nothing to do with reaching the high notes, because you don't have to.
Right. Yeah, I'm the silent actress. Well, I attended one of the music rehearsals last night, and I think the biggest challenge for me is going to be not singing along. Because it's fun, beautiful music. There's sad stuff. There's exciting music. I'm enjoying the music very much. And it's for me, it's easy. I just am acting out what the music is telling me to feel. And that's a pleasure.
Right. I suppose that would be a challenge similar to not singing in the shower.
Yeah. Oh, I sing in the shower.
Okay. Good.
I don't try not to. Yeah. But I'm not. I mean, the chorus sounds wonderful. They're just wonderful musicians. And I'm very happy that I'm not responsible for making any of the music, because nobody needs to hear that.
Well, what was your response when you learned about it and, you know, you found this interesting role that you didn't have to sing?
Well, you know, I am a Lyric Opera super fan. I'm excited every time they do a show because it's always something new. For me, even the classic pieces are new because I came to opera pretty late in life. And I love Loon. I love what they do for the community. I love participating. I usually do the super titles for the shows, and I get to listen to the music over and over at rehearsals. And it's really exciting.
Michael, tell us about the chorus. Who and how many?
Well, we have a chorus of 20 members, and they are, by and large, all members of the Twin Ports community. We've got some regulars in there that Loon patrons will know and love. Cal Metz is singing. We have members that have never sung in a Loon production before as well. So it's a wide variety of folks from the community that are coming together to make this music.
Well, let's hear some of it since we are on the radio. Here's a snippet from The Radio Hour by Jake Heggie in a 2015 performance, a year after it was composed, by the Pacific Symphony Orchestra in Orange County, California, conducted by John Alexander. And that was a bit from The Radio Hour, performed in 2015 by John Alexander leading the Pacific Orchestra in Orange County, California. The Lyric Opera of the North will be presenting two performances of the one-act opera the evening of Friday, January 24th, and a matinee on Sunday, January 26th, at the Depot in Duluth. Michael, are there particular challenges in conducting to match an actor on the stage? The Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra has done performances of movie scores like Hitchcock's Psycho with the movie playing in the background.
I'm interested in finding that out. We haven't really done many staging rehearsals yet to put all this together. Our stage director, Jeff Madison, is doing such a fantastic job with his vision and telling the story. And then to see how things shape when Krista joins us as well with the different moods and tempos. I would say the chorus is kind of filling two roles here. The first role is they are the radio. So there's this one extended section where Nora's changing the dial to try to find something that she wants to hear. And when she changes the dial, the chorus makes a static sound. And then sings like a jingle that you might hear on a station. And then she doesn't like that, so then she changes it. And then she hears a dance number, and then she changes that again. And then the radio starts talking to Nora. And then the other role is that the chorus is actually the inner monologue of Nora. So there isn't really a distinction between the chorus and Nora. The chorus is Nora.
And I'm going to take advantage of what you said about her changing the dials until she finds one that she wants. Of course, she ends up on Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, with that, we've been speaking with actor Krista Schultz and conductor Michael Fuchs. They're part of the Lyric Opera of the North's production of The Radio Hour, a one-act opera being presented at the Depot in Duluth on January 24th and 26th. Information is at loonopera.org. That's LOONOPERA.org. Thank you for joining us, Michael and Krista.
Thank you,
Robin.
And if you have an idea of something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.